It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long time.
What's going on, everybody? Go and tell that. Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate.
Good morning.
You know what's funny is when Chad was our DJ that one week.
Yeah.
And he was in here and he really likes it. He loves music, right? And he and so, you know, he was playing that old school music and he'd wait for like the song to just, you got to hear the whole thing. Like he wouldn't let us in and he was back there like jamming.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, let's go, boys.
Let's go.
It's that game there. He called my name and my heart stood still. But me, I just don't. I don't know. Do my will. Anyways, all right. Well,
Casey, what are we cooking today at Whitfield's?
No crawfish today because of the big
party going down with Rise Title.
Yeah, party going down there to help. How about the homeless and the good
LifeWorks Austin?
LifeWorks Austin. Sorry, I'm like scratching my eyes. You know when you get a good eye scratch, can't really stop.
Oh, it's the best.
I mean, it was,
are you get like the crusties in your eyes?
When I sweat real bad, like
at night?
No, so like when I'm sweating like all day, you know, or like working out or whatever, like I have big tear ducts or whatever, sweat ducts. So like
you get the big crusties.
I get the big crusties. Like, but it'll be like after I cool down and everything, and then it'll just be like, yeah.
Just scabs coming out of your eyes.
No, they're not crunchy. A little bit more loose, you know.
So what we got? We got some brisket. We got some pulled pork.
We got brisket, pulled pork, turkey, chicken, beef and jalapeno cheese sausage. Got some good ribs.
What about, we got any kolaches today?
Yeah, we'll have kolaches today. It'll be pulled pork, sausage kolaches. Ran out all our brisket yesterday. What else?
So no brisket?
No. Our brisket kolaches.
Oh, gotcha.
I do fresh food every day. And we always sell out, so nothing's ever reheat. And, you know, people always ask, like, what's the difference between a chopped sandwich? I'm like, and a slice sandwich. I'm like, it's the same brisket. It's just brisket that was cooked today. It's just not pretty enough to freaking slice for your ass. So I chop it up and I charge you a dollar less. You cool with that?
I'm down.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same brisket. It's just chopped.
I love me a good chopped beef.
Yeah. Pickles and onion sauce on the side. But, yeah, that pulled pork, yeah, we got a full menu today, all our sides, pickled items.
So for those who have never had Whitfield's, where do they go?
Brody and Davis in South Austin.
All right.
11:30. Yeah, we, it'll be rocking and rolling. That, there's no rain. I was expecting rain next week. Hopefully we don't get any rain till Monday.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, just rain during the week when everyone has to work, except for those people that have to work, like, building pools and be outside.
But showing real estate.
But would you rather it rain during the week and not the weekend?
I would. Well, I mean, yes, because I feel like, you know, during the week, if it's raining, I can actually get some work accomplished.
Yeah, because there's not so many, like.
But when it rains on the weekend, it's like, do you really want to do the.
You can't really show what you want to, you know what I mean? I understand that. But, you know. Not on the weekend.
But I'll
not
be,
when I'm working, damn it.
But I'll be this weekend. I'll be continuing. I'll be showing some homes later this afternoon, probably tomorrow as well. Got to get ready for the week, set my intentions, set my schedule. These are some of the ninja techniques I picked up over the week.
You.
So excited to kind of dive a little deeper into that. But yeah,
more organized.
Correct. So that just, Casey, all that means is you're going to start getting more emails from me.
Yeah. And be like, okay.
Going to convince Casey to buy a home from me here at some point.
Hey, so check this out.
I did see you're doing some stuff with X Space, correct?
Yeah, so they built into the plans. It's a little bit, you know, they got more parking spaces than, so I'll be able to, we're still going to do the thing out there. I'm going to put a trailer out there.
Oh, nice.
X Space.
For those that don't know, X-Space is just kind of a new take on storage. It's almost like it's
your own concept. So, and you buy it, and you own it. So, I mean, you can do whatever you want with it. You know, You can turn it into an office. You can, you know, some people like the bottom part. They put stairs in the middle of their little storage space on the side, and the upstairs part they put a little office up there, and downstairs they, you know, park a jet ski or you know, a wood shop or do whatever. You know, there's a bunch of you know, you can rent it out, like you own it, you know.
Correct.
And
that's something we've never seen in the storage space.
No. And so that's the real cool part about it. And
here's it kind of breaks down as a multi-use commercial condo.
Yep.
You know, yep. For your car enthusiast, for boat storage, for, let's say, you've got an extensive wine or art collection.
You know, your own garage, you know, garage door, everything's drive to. You know, it's not like you park downstairs and you have to take an elevator to your spot. You drive right to it, yeah. And you have your own garage. You open it. Each unit has its own electricity, AC unit, all that good stuff. You know what I mean? Plugs. They can convert, you know, if you need more power. You know, each one has its own power grid. Each unit does.
Pretty cool concept.
Yeah. So we'll be right there off of 620. So, we'll be able to come out this way and get that good barbecue out there on 620.
Well, it's always interesting because I, you know, this is our real estate firm, Den Property Group, is listing these for the X-Space folks. And when I look at our company Instagram handle and they're sending out photos of Casey Studdard, I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here? I had no idea about this. What's happening? And then I find out Casey's putting a trailer in out there.
I went to actually with had some drinks with Will last week and all the guys.
Will, and Leslie, and Byron and the crew that are doing it.
Yep. And, you know, got some guys together to go up there, you know, went over to Steiner Ranch Steakhouse.
Is Steiner Ranch Steakhouse? I hadn't been out there in a minute.
Still the best view steakhouse here.
Yeah.
Has the best deck. The deck's so good.
Fantastic.
The deck is, and it was, you know, especially this time of year when it's not, you're not out there sweating your ass off.
And if you're out there, make sure you stop by the UT golf course and see our good friend Lisa Kaufman out there.
Oh, yeah.
Who's always listening in to the Big Ugly Tailgate on a Saturday morning. What's up, Lisa? Yeah. I need to get out there and play some golf.
That's a challenging course. A lot of people don't understand that. We had a text in. Sorry to get off this. It took me out. It said, Casey, would you like... would like to know what you think the Green Bay O-line feels about the Rodgers drama. Would they have a grudge if he came back? No, they won't because he's that good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's their best chance of winning right now. So they won't, you know, and they're older. You know, it's a business.
They're professionals.
They're professionals. Like, they have to play good to keep their job. Like, there's, you know, there's
If Aaron Rodgers is playing, they have the best chance of winning.
Yeah, so they're not gonna. But if he leaves, you know, they're gonna have a little like, all right, come on, dude, why you want to leave? Because you won't take less money, so we can have one more tackle for you and another receiver, but you still want to take.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers' mind, you had every opportunity to improve the team and actually draft some folks that would help him out.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And they didn't. So, you know, commitment has to go two ways, Case.
Yeah, but their defense is trash.
True.
You know, I mean, he has a couple good receivers, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but when you...
I mean, Tom Brady didn't have no Hall of Fame freaking receivers ever. He made it happen.
Oh, period. He had Randy Moss for, what, like a year?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. And that was his best
receiver. And you saw what happened when
Edelman was nobody, and he made him that.
I mean, I think you could say that he had more talent surrounding him in Tampa Bay than he ever did in New England.
Oh, 100%. I mean, he had the 2 years where he had Wes Welker 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and Wes Welker, that's when Wes Welker went off. He went from Miami to there and then to the Broncos.
Yep.
And then he had a little Edelman. You know, he always had, but these are all, you know, Moss and Wes Welker were the only real names that came there.
Correct.
And, you know, Wes Welker still really wasn't a name at Florida. You know, he was there, but he
down
really
in Miami, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But he really developed who he, you know, he really went off.
Well, they, I mean, he, Wes Welker, I mean, he invented that position.
Yes, no, absolutely.
That small slot receiver
yes.
And that was kind of the beginning stages of, hey, get the ball out of your hands, get it in space to your receivers and to your backs who can actually make plays.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, Wes Welker, he was, I still remember my freshman year, sitting me and Lyle at, so Jason Glenn, Trey Bates, and Austin Sinlight all had a house off of William Cannon. And me and Lyle went over there to watch the game, you know, our freshman year, and sitting there having a few pops, you know, and just watching Wes Welker. I was like, God, this sucks. He just kept – I was like, someone grabbed that little – someone slammed that little dude.
He's slippery.
Yeah, I mean, but that was my first taste of that one.
Hey, Case, have you gotten to watch any of the Austin FC games?
Come on, man.
Hey, this is our home team, professional sports team. They got a game today at 2:30. At in LA playing the LA Galaxy.
They're going to lose to them again?
Well, no. They lost the first game to the other LA team.
There's two LA teams?
There's two LA teams. And so they play the other LA team.
LAFC, now it's LA Galaxy.
Yeah, so now they play the Galaxy. Had a tough game last week playing against Sporting KC. Got off to a strong start, 1-0. And then our captain, Ring. Last name Ring, I'm blanking on his first name, but he ended up getting two yellow cards. So for the last 30 minutes of the game, Austin FC was only playing with 10 players and gave up, you know, Sporting KC scored a goal in the second half.
Someone got a red card, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were down 10 players, which also means that Ring can't play next game. Yeah. So he's not playing in this game either. Now they don't have to play with only 10, but, you know, it was a tough battle. And then, you know, Sporting KC ended up scoring in the 90th minute to kind of, you know, push him over and get the victory. But, you know, I was proud of the way that our guys played and fought.
I know, it's just funny. I'm just proud.
I'm proud.
Like you're a proud papa or something.
Yes. I mean, this is expansion team. They're 2-2. And I'm excited. I'm actually going to go. They play Nashville next week. I'm going to the game.
In Nashville?
Yeah.
Nashville's
fun. Yeah, I got a couple.
You're going to Nashville to have a good time.
I'm going to Nashville to see Austin FC. Has nothing to do with how great and fun of a town Nashville really is.
Okay, so you're going there, going to your hotel, going straight to the game, going back to your hotel and getting on a plane, coming back?
No, we might enjoy the city a little bit. Now that the COVID restrictions are lifted,
I'm going to hit that Nash Vegas strip real quick.
Yeah. What was that, Broadway?
Yeah, Nash Vegas is what they call it.
Okay. Have you been?
I was there for I was with Tennessee my last year.
Oh, that's right.
And so I was out there like 4 months or whatever. It was I like Nashville.
I've been,
but
twice.
Their food ain't worth the crap.
I've been twice.
They had some old
Hattie B's.
They got some good like old school like breakfast spots. You know, they had some bomb brunch spots, right?
Yeah.
But for dinner, it's kind of like eh. Like I could go down and their barbecue ain't worth the crap.
It's a different style, correct?
But it ain't. They try to do. It's just like, come on, man. You can't. I don't know. They ain't Texas barbecue.
But I felt like when I went to Nashville, and this was a couple years ago, I felt like Nashville was Austin, but like 10 to 15 years behind. Although they have a couple professional sports teams themselves, but feel like the city itself, like the makeup, you know, live music is really big in Nashville.
Yeah, but it's all country.
Yes.
It's all country. So it's just straight country down the streets. And there's so much history with it. You know what I mean? Willie Nelson, all these guys playing all these little bars around
Correct.
There. So,
but that was Austin, too, back in the day. You know? That was Austin, you know, where people came to Austin, Texas as musicians to make a living. Now, that's not possible anymore because the cost of living
and
real estate skyrocketed.
And that's why they used to come here for South by Southwest because it was cheap.
Yeah. Cheap rent, cheap drugs. That's what made Austin the live music capital of the world.
And then now it's just not any of that.
Well, I think Austin's kind of pivoted to going away from being that quirky, weird music town. And now it's really positioned itself to be a tech city.
I don't see Nashville changing that way. I think it's too country.
Yeah.
And there's too much there.
They stole Bobby Bones from us.
Bobby Bones is a tool.
Oh, Bobby's the man.
Bobby's a punk.
Dude, Bobby's the...
I'd pee on him if I saw him.
Dude, he's a stud.
He's a toll. He's a
He's kind of turned into the Ryan Seacrest of country music. I mean, he went... His fame went up. I mean, I got friends in.
He's just so soft. He's such a like.
But that's his shit.
Like, I would slap the hell out of him. Just on principle because he's a bitch.
No, Bobby Bones.
Just on principle, I would slap the hell out of him. Like Bobby Bones, you're just.
Come on, man. Lunchbox, the whole crew. It's a good show. I enjoy the show, but
Lunchbox.
But I don't. I mean, shoot, Bobby used to run around here. We're about the same age, so I'd see him out every once in a while. He never drank. Yeah. You know, he doesn't drink at all. He's got, you know, some family history with alcoholism. Yeah. That's just not something that he ever wanted to do. But you know, he's down there in Nashville, has really made a name for himself.
I know he's doing well. It doesn't change up that he's doing well, that he's a bitch. That, like, just on principle, he just needs an open hand slap for being soft. Yeah, see, everyone agrees with me on the text line.
No way.
Yes.
Bobby Bones, my man.
He's a punk, dude. He's a little punk.
He's not a punk. He's sensitive. He's a sensitive guy.
He's a sensive guy.
I wouldn't say he's a punk.
He just needs to be slapped one time back into like.
My man, what's up, Bobby? Bobby's probably listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate.
Bobby doesn't even know what the hell Big Ugly Tailgate is. Anyways, that's enough.
So I'll be heading to Nashville next weekend. Go see Austin FC take on Nashville.
Yeah.
Sunday night game.
Oh, Sunday night.
Yeah, it's in the Titan Stadium, too.
Oh, so you're going to party Friday, Saturday.
Well, I'm getting there Saturday morning. You know, I believe which reminds me, I may not be here next week.
That's cool.
So you may be rolling solo if Ashley's doing her thing, but.
It's all gravy.
Maybe get Lyle or one of those guys to come in and. I don't know. He may do really well and may end up taking my spot, though.
Lyle?
Yeah.
Well, has too much going on.
See,
Lyle's
got a lot, too crazy. Got a lot of love for Bobby coming in now, too.
Yeah. Negative, negative, and then there's just one negative about me being a D about Austin FC.
Doesn't make you look cool, Casey.
I just don't. I just can't follow MLS until there's go get. Messi's about to retire. Go pay Messi $200 million for Austin FC, and I'll be there every game.
Okay,
I'll go get season tickets if Messi's on the squad.
I'm gonna go.
Just like to see. So for me to watch a sport, I like to watch the greats. That's just because you can see the difference in skill and level, you know, it's fun to watch for me. I like to, because I'll pick the brain of that, then pick the brain of trying to follow the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so overseas, like when I watch, you know, Champions League and all these, like you see these guys in World Cups and they're ginormous.
They're incredible.
Yeah. And I know it's kind of like. Like I like to, I won't watch Round Rock baseball on TV, but I'll go to a game. You know what I mean? But it's still I won't follow. I'd rather watch the greats. I don't know. That's just for me. You know, it's just.
Well, this upcoming week, I think I'm going to do a tour of Q2 Stadium. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it looks badass.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm going to invite you to come join me.
I'll come check out the stadium.
Yeah. I'm not gonna get you excited. I'm going to get you a scarf. We're
going to
get Casey an Austin FC scarf before you know it. And on that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
a rhyme.
That's right.
On time.
It's tricky.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
Welcome, Big Ugly Tailgate. 9:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning, listening to a little Run DMC. Run DMC released their third studio album on May 15th, 1986, Raising Hell. Tricky here was on that album. Probably one of my favorite Run DMC songs.
This one?
Yeah, I used to. Remember, like, back in the day, did you ever have, like, the Nerf hoop, like, on your door? You know, like, you never had, like, the little Nerf hoop that would go on the backside of your door, and then me and my brothers would do dunks on it, thought we were cool. We would put this song on, and that'd get us hyped to play some Nerf hoops.
Some Nerf hoops. Yeah, no, I know some Run DMC songs, but I don't really, I haven't.
Walk This Way.
I like Walk This Way. That's a good one.
That was a jam.
That was a good one. I did like that one. Yeah, that I was sitting there talking to a couple guys that said that this year's deer season is probably going to be, I don't know, either, you know, with the freeze, they lost a lot of exotics, you know, of exotic animals. So a lot of people are trying to recover from that. And then, like, Neil Guy got hurt, population got hurt too. Neil Guy, it's in the antelope family. It's not native to Texas at all, but they're a fun animal to harvest, make good burgers, good, you know, breakfast sausage and stuff like that.
I mean, was there, and it's just me being ignorant about hunting, but like during COVID, I assumed that hunting probably would have been the best thing you could probably go and do just because it's outdoors. And
yeah, but see what
but were people really hunting them?
I was at McBride's last week talking to Mr. McBride, and, you know, with so many people doing with in unemployment, you know, I was like, so why is the ammo so hard to get? He goes, well, one factory burnt down and then they can't make enough primers. They don't have enough material to make primers.
Gotcha.
You know, and Amazon's building 1 million square foot in every city. You know what I mean? It seems like, or like they're probably building 2 million square foot all over the United States. So they're basically, the metal price has gone up just because of them. You know what I mean? Just, you know. But anyways, besides all that, you know, talking with him, he said, he goes, you know what, Casey? He goes, you know, pistol sales are up. He goes, rifle sales are down. And he goes, I'm getting a lot of guys bringing in their rifles and selling them back to me because nobody wants to pay $5,000 anymore for a lease here in Texas and only shoot $2. So that's what's going on around Texas. I mean, you know, all the land's bought around here.
Right.
And, you know, so there's no private hunting. And, you know, the only thing you can do is either know somebody on a ranch to go hunting or you know, lease something, but leases are so expensive now.
What's your favorite thing to hunt?
Pigs. Okay. You can shoot more than one.
Like hogs?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to shoot a big deer, you know what I mean, if you're, you know, you're out there doing it. But I never really did a lot of deer hunting, you know. Elk hunting's fun because they're so loud and they're so big. But just take me to a ranch where I can go bang on a bunch of pigs. I'm cool.
Like, what are you shooting them with?
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever you got.
Yeah.
I mean, typically, is that more, because I'm not, you know, growing up, my dad was coaching football on the weekends during football season. I never got to go hunting.
Yeah. I mean, I've killed pigs with a 22 to a 22 250, all the way up to a 300. I've used pretty much every caliber. 223. Shot a lot with 30-06.
Okay.
30-06 is probably my favorite round. Shoot a lot of pigs with that round. Because they'll blow through that shoulder. Because most pigs, they have their front shoulders, especially those big boars, it's like an armor plate. And their skin's so thick, you know, if you don't shoot them behind the shoulder, you ain't going to get through the plate of that bone of the shoulder. And so I learned that at a young age. I had a 22-250. My dad goes, don't put it on that shoulder. Put it right behind the shoulder. And I missed by about an inch. You know, leaning on a barbed wire fence on this big sow. And it was me, my dad, and Bill Acker. And down there in Freer, Texas. And I, boom, smoked her, but it hit her right in the shoulder. And we get down there, and there's just bone fragments everywhere, right? And so we're walking through the bushes, and Bill has his, Bill's like, I'll lead, you know, blah, blah, blah. If we've, you know, I got the gun, I'll lead. And if she's laying down, we'll shoot her big ass. And we start walking through the bushes. We're following the blood trail and everything like that. And I'm only probably 13 at the time. And we get up to him, and he finds the pig laying down, goes up to shoot it, click, didn't put a bullet in the
chamber.
In the chamber. Pig got away. I was kind of pissed off. But yeah, no, that's just how strong those pigs are. But yeah, no, I love, I don't know. But if I had a ranch, I'd want quail on it.
Yeah, quail hunting is pretty fun. I've done that.
Quail is awesome. I love quail hunting.
First time I ever went, it was with a bunch of pen raised quail.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't.
You had to kick them up.
Yeah, like literally, like usually I think you got dogs to help you do that.
Yeah.
We didn't have any dogs with us, so it was like, hey, Rogers, run down there and kick them up.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well, I mean, shoot, even live birds sometimes, like I've been in there where the dogs are on point and you're sitting there like, man, what is it? And you go in there, you're like, all right, everyone get ready. And then you kick through there and they finally come up. And there's some real thick, you know, overgrown salt grass or something like that.
Right.
And they finally come up and then it's just boom, 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 boom.
But bird hunting, I mean, to me, that's a little bit more fun. I'm not a big.
You're walking a lot more action. You see dogs working. It's great.
You talk to people.
Yeah, you don't have to be so freaking quiet.
You don't have to spray yourself with.
Yeah, descent.
Descent or.
Yeah, you don't have to be
some
quiet.
Some sort of bear urine or something.
I'm not hungover as hell in the blind. Like, God, I hate my life. Should have went to bed at midnight instead of 4. It's 5:30 now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have a beer. It's cold out here. Got some coffee? Yeah, throw some of that Bailey's in there. Let's get after it. But yeah, no. Shoot, you eat better at dang deer camp than you eat at home.
Probably.
You know, everyone always brings like, you know, but it's all meat, potatoes, and a salad. It's pretty much
easy
what
to cook.
It's a ranch salad, you know, just open up a bag, throw it in a bowl, you know, type of round right there.
How's the fishing going these days? What's going on down at the coast?
They're getting good numbers offshore. I know that.
You talked to the Rhino Brothers at all recently?
Yeah, I mean they're catching fish, but it's still, you know, they ain't finding them big schools right now. You know, but it didn't hit the coast as hard as they thought it did. You know what I mean? In certain spots it did. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like. It's not like in 83, 86, 89, I think it was, where, you know, the fishing didn't come back for 4 years, you know, 3-4 years. And, but yeah, it's, people are still fishing. Weather's good, you know. I know down there, South Padre and all that area, they're catching big trout and big reds. Mansfield, I heard they're catching some nice sized trout and everything like down there. You know, Mansfield has those big old trout and they're hiding those big rocks out there. But, yeah, fishing's going good there. Hunting season should be good. Exotics may be a little bit crazy this year, but I know a lot of people caught a lot of big bass this year. A lot of big bass. So, yeah, that's it on the hunting and fishing side, really. But I am excited to see the Hall of Fame inductee tonight. I want to see what – I don't know. You know, Kobe, he's gone, so I want to see who presents for him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think I saw one of his daughters last night. They had – it wasn't the induction ceremony, but it was kind of the kickoff, I guess, so to speak, of the
got
weekend.
Got the ring and the jacket.
Got the ring and the jacket and all that, and then they'll, you know, do, you know, the speeches and all that. So I wonder if that'll be his daughter.
Well, his daughter put on the jacket last night.
It's pretty cool. I'm glad that they kept her and them a part of that.
Yeah.
Because Kobe would have, man, that would have been fun to see him get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's wild. They're saying that it says Jordan can't bring himself to delete Kobe from his phone. You know, like all the long text messages and everything they have.
No,
I wouldn't either.
I mean, I think anytime you go through a situation like that where – you know, friend passes or, you know, somebody really close to you. Those are the hard things. I mean, like a random voicemail that maybe you had on there that you didn't realize or whatever. I mean, that's
kind of special. You don't hear that voice anymore.
Yeah.
We lost my buddy Kyle King a year ago. He had some, like, rare gut cancer. He was a year younger than me. A beautiful wife, 2 kids. That was one of the hardest damn funerals I've been to in my entire life.
Yeah.
Seeing his dad. I mean, like, you know, he's on the football. Like, I knew him my whole life, you know what I mean, as a kid. And now you see him, he has a wife and 2 kids. Like, man, I was like, that was a hard one to be at. Like, talking to his mom, his wife, and I was like crying like a little, you know what I mean? But it was wild. It's like, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's crazy in this world. You know, you never know when it's your time. So always tell the loved ones you love them and live every day to the fullest. You know, Don't dwell in the past. You gotta move forward. You know, you gotta learn to let stuff go in life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. It's just you can't hold grudges because you never know when your time is. You know, and if you hold a grudge and say you're that person you hold a grudge with that you've loved your whole life, and you know now you can't ever talk to them again. Mm-hmm. That ain't something you want to live with. You know, and at least say your piece. If you can't get back to it, you know what I mean? If right. y'all won't, you know, at least say your piece and, hey, you know, I love
let,
you forever.
Let the ego go.
Yeah, let the ego go, period.
Yeah.
You know, at least make your attempt, you know, but yeah. What else we got today? Texas.
Texas we have sports. Austin FC at 2:30.
We do have Austin FC at 2:30.
I think is the track championships going on right now?
Big 12 track championships are going on. We're number 6-4. Texas softball splits up Friday. Phillips 66 Big 12 championships. Longhorns, what does it say here? Left 12 runners stranded during a tough 3-2 nine-inning loss to number Oklahoma State. Well, that's pretty cool. Number 15 women's golf advanced to the 2021 NCAA championship, so that's a good thing. Texas sports are just kicking ass. Rowing's number 2 in the nation. Tennis is still 7 Longhorns are in spot on all Big 12 women's tennis team. Anyways, hey, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more. Big Ugly Tailgate. We got eyes. What's going on, everybody? We got a quick segment here. Quick 5 minutes left in the show. We're sitting here just BSing, talking about, you know, different things going around in Austin today. Got the crawfish boil where I'll be at, doing 400 pounds.
$25, open bar, 2 pounds of crawfish down at Rise Tidal, which is located at 1317 West 6th Street. Go check that out. All money, any proceeds goes to LifeWorks.
Yeah, and they said tonight, Jordan is speaking for Kobe tonight and Kim Mulkey. She's a bad chick, so...
Kim Mulkey just left Baylor. Yeah, so the I just saw where who's going to be presenting each Hall of Fame candidate tonight for enshrinement. Rudy Tomjanovich being inducted, Calvin Murphy and Akeem Olajuwon inducting him, Eddie Sutton, the great basketball coach from Oklahoma State, John Calipari, Bill Self, and Sidney Moncrief introducing him. You got Kim Mulkey. Now at LSU, but Jordan, I don't know what that connection is.
I don't know that connection
either. So, but he's the one who's introducing her into the National Basketball Hall of Fame. You got Tamika Catchings, who's being introduced by Alonzo Mourning and Don Staley. Tim Duncan is being introduced by David Robinson. That'll be cool to see.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett is being introduced by Isaiah Thomas. I didn't see that coming. I don't know exactly. And are we sure it's... Which Isaiah Thomas is it? It has to be the Detroit Pistons great Isaiah Thomas. And then, of course, Michael Jordan will be inducting or introducing Kobe Bryant for candidate for enshrinement.
Yeah.
Casey, if you were getting inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame, who would be introducing you?
I don't know.
Dad?
Yeah,
maybe Lyle.
I guess my dad. Yeah, I mean it's so I would have to pay a lot more years, so I'd have probably a head coach there somewhere. You know what I mean? So it's
I think it'd be hard pressed.
Mac probably be one too.
Yeah,
you know Mac Brown, absolutely. You know, if I ever got inducted to anything college football, it'd be Mac for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah. I think it'd probably be one of my brothers. But
they may
throw me under the bus.
Yeah, for sure.
They might go back and tell some stories that I don't want anyone to hear.
They are. I mean, they have to. especially the dinner the night before.
Yeah, that's when the real stories come out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think if, you know, you ever did get inducted, I think Mac would be a great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. But, I mean, yeah, that ain't ever going to happen.
Come on. Isn't there – we got the UT Hall of Fame or something?
No. I mean, you have to do – I wasn't even All-American.
Yeah, but you were the captain.
Yeah.
You were the heart and soul, Case.
If I have to donate. If I donate $150,000, I'm sure I'll get it in the Hall of Fame.
Maybe a little bit more than $150,000.
Yeah, you know, probably $250,000.
There you go.
$250,000, yeah. $250,000, I'd have to donate.
Well, we'll ask Del Conte. He's listening. If Chris wants to text in and let us know what that number is.
He's like 500, half a million.
Let's go.
Yeah, like no.
So we got some Whitfield's barbecue.
Yeah, Whitfield's barbecue today. Come on by over at 11:30. Plenty of meat, plenty of brisket, plenty of good stuff.
I think I'm just going to follow you there.
Well, come on.
Get that early bird.
Yeah, absolutely.
Load up some pulled pork. Some of those kolaches.
Yeah, the kolaches are good.
Sides, what do you got side-wise going?
Potato salad, smoked veg, coleslaw, beans. Got our, what we call it? Got our pickled items, strawberries and pineapples today. Out of broccoli, out of boudin.
Mm.
I have to get some more boudin in. Damn. Yeah.
But got some pretty good boudin.
Yeah, our boudin's solid. But, yeah, that kind of does it for the week. And
I'll be, you know, at some point here this afternoon, going to go show some homes, got some people coming into Austin, still looking. The real estate market is still extremely strong.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll say this, you know, people think that there's nothing on the market right now, which is untrue. There's a lot of opportunity out there in the market. You just have to be prepared and ready to act fast.
And pay a little more than what you want to pay.
Correct. But what I'm saying is, like, you got to have your ducks in a row. You can't just go see some homes, find something you like, and then start thinking about how am I going to get financed? How am I going to get ready to go? All of that stuff has to be in place before you – I mean, I'm not even letting somebody in my car unless I see a pre-qualification letter.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So –
yeah.
Just make sure you got your ducks in a row. Got any questions? Holler at your boy. Be happy to help you through it.
Absolutely. And we'll see y'all next week. More Big Ugly Tailgate.
Adios.